Hey, welcome back to Ashes to Awesome. This podcast dives into how you can rise from the ashes of your life and create something beautiful. We will uncover solutions and bring clarity to some of life's most challenging situations. You're in the right place, so stay tuned. Hey, welcome back to Ashes to Awesome. Today, I want to talk to you guys about taking the plunge on your mental health and finding the motivation to ask for help or to start doing the things that are going to make you feel better, where to look for easy ways to improve your mental health, and just kind of share a little bit of my journey with you guys as well, because I'm kind of on it right now. So with that being said, let's hop into it. So the topic of mental health has always been near and dear to my heart. I have a lot of experience personally and with friends and family, dealing with it myself, and also dealing with loving people who are suffering through a mental illness or working to improve their mental health. So mental health is something that I am always more than willing and open to talk about. So today I just kind of want to share a little bit of my journey with you guys and where I've been, where I'm at, and some things that you guys can both do and look out for to improve your own mental health. So as many of you probably know, I have suffered through postpartum depression. I have suffered other bouts of depression, not pregnancy related, and I went through a period when I was suffering through postpartum where I was abusing alcohol as a way of numbing the negative feelings that I was experiencing. And I went through a series of different antidepressants, probably between 5 and 7. I honestly don't even remember specifically which ones, but I did end up finding one that worked, but it conveniently coincided with the timing of me quitting drinking. So, you know, take from that what you will. But I was able to wean myself off of the antidepressant after a few months, and I have been antidepressant free for over 5 years now. And lately, since starting my own business, getting fired from my job, working from home, and we bought a house and all this stuff, so there's a lot of stressors in my life, and I have been just suffering from anxiety for the last probably 8 months. And I didn't know where the line was drawn between anxiety and depression, because there were many days where I felt like I couldn't get out of bed, I'm lethargic, I'm, you know, kind of just feeling blah, like not even sad, just kind of monotone. And so I finally went to my doctor after months and months and months of feeling like this and just telling myself, you know, you're just around the corner. I finally went to my doctor and told her how I'd been feeling, and she diagnosed general anxiety disorder. And that makes sense, because I have been having panic attacks for at least that long, if not longer, and just kind of dealing with them. Just breathing through them, just telling myself I'm going to be okay. And, you know, I didn't have to live like that, and you don't have to live like that. So if you are experiencing anything like that, please go to a doctor. It's not something that you have to breathe through. It's not something that you need to just be embarrassed by, or you're not broken because you're having panic attacks. And these were all feelings that I was feeling myself, even as an advocate for open conversations about mental health. I still felt ashamed. And this shame was put on me, by no one else, specifically by me. And that is something that I had to work through. So anyways, I'm getting off track here. So I went to my doctor, and she prescribed the antidepressant that had worked for me before. The last one that I tried when I had postpartum. And so far I've been on it for 5 days, and the side effects are more intense than I remember, but I also have a bit of a fuzzy memory around that time in my life. So the side effects that I'm experiencing are foggy brain, loss of memory. My eyesight's a little fuzzier than usual. That could just be my head, I'm not sure, but I did some reading and it said it can affect your eyesight, so there you go. I am tired all the time. I am getting restless leg syndrome, and I am getting headaches, and I'm jaw clenching a little bit, but the jaw clenching is getting better. And I haven't had a headache yet today, knock on wood. So I did some reading, and these side effects are supposed to subside within the first 2 weeks. So if I have to go through 2 weeks of slightly annoying but non-life-threatening side effects to help increase my mood and balance my hormones, then heck yeah, I'm going to. So that's kind of where I'm at on the antidepressant journey. And I've also started working out. So my doctor told me 30 minutes of cardio every single day at like a specific heartbeat. Heart rate? Yeah. So she gave me this crazy formula to figure it out, but basically run until you're heaving and then keep running like that for 25 minutes. So I joined a gym. And I have been going pretty regularly. I did miss one day out of the last five, so I'll give myself a pat on the back and a little bit of grace for that. But I also want to be realistic with myself and not guilt myself because I missed a day at the gym. Because prior to the last 5 days, I hadn't been in the gym in years. So I want to be realistic and not try and force something that won't stick. So I am changing my lifestyle, becoming more healthy. I'm doing the intermittent fasting and eating healthier, and it's all hopefully contributing to a more positive lifestyle and attitude and mental space. So that I'm really looking forward to. But I kind of wanted to talk to you guys about how I got here and how I found the motivation to work through that self-imposed shame. So I am surrounded by a wonderful circle of beautiful people who do not shame for mental health. In fact, a lot of them are passionate mental health advocates themselves. And I know a ton of people who have the semicolon tattoo. I have it as well. And just, I've surrounded myself with people who feel the same way as I do about promoting positive talks about mental health and not perpetuating the stigma surrounding it. So it's funny that I have so much love and compassion for other people, but I can't give myself the same courtesy. And I've been looking into this, feeling into this, and just, I'm honestly not sure why. I think I've often had to be the rock in my family. I've often had to be strong for other people, friends, family, you name it. And so for me to be quote unquote the one that has to go and get help for this kind of thing, I'm just feeling maybe like I'm not qualified to be the rock. And I know this is not true. The logical side of my brain says it's not true, and getting help is probably the strongest thing I can do. But there is just this part of me that is almost embarrassed and has a hard time talking about it with my loved ones and my boyfriend. So I've been struggling with this for probably 8 months of just this really, when I lost my job, I went into a deep funk where I didn't do anything for like 2 weeks, and I moved past it. I got over it. I started my business and carried on. And through all the ups and downs of starting my own business, you know, I've continued to carry on. And so the reason that I went and got help at this specific point was because I am having more and more regular panic attacks based on my financial situation. We just bought a house. We're doing rentals. We're doing this and that and the other thing. We want to plan trips. And every time I'm thinking about anything to do with money, it doesn't matter even if it's about bills or if it's about rent or a trip or anything. It doesn't matter if I'm thinking about whether we can afford it or not. Just the word money is giving me a panic attack. So I have had multiple panic attacks in the last 2 weeks, probably 4 or 5 a week, which is really high. It's unusual for me. So I made an appointment with my doctor and I said, you know what? This is what's happening to me right now. I need to get some help. My doctor started talking to me about diet and exercise and considering my family history and how I've been feeling, and she brought out this checklist to go through between anxiety and depression. And she settled on anxiety because, I mean, the long and short of it is because I was still functioning. And I don't know if that is a fair diagnosis. I know people with depression who function, but I'm not a doctor. So anyways, I think anxiety is correct because of the panic attacks. So either way, I'm on the same drug. So really, I mean, it doesn't ultimately matter. But anyways, so I had to find the motivation within myself to move past the judgment that I was placing on myself and the shame of, you know, having something quote unquote wrong with me and having to take a pill every day and having to, you know, do this and that and to start going to the gym every day and whatever, right? I needed to move past this feeling of, okay, so you're broken. You're not good enough. You are whatever. And to do that, I had to take a long look in the mirror and just get really honest with myself and just be like, Rachel, you can't function like this. And you tell everyone else genuinely that if they have any kind of mental health problem, that you will gladly talk to them about it. You'll talk them through it with absolutely no judgment. So why are you judging yourself? And I honestly don't know the answer to that. We are so much harder on ourselves than we are on anyone else. And any parent is going to know that. We're so hard on ourselves. But I needed to look in the mirror and I needed to see what was going to be best for me, for my family, for my daughter, for my business. I cannot function in any area of my life if I'm not taking care of my mental health. My relationship was suffering. My relationship with my daughter is suffering. I have been so irritable, and she probably thinks that she's just such a terrible kid, which I am working on trying to reverse because she's really not. And I just, all of my relationships are suffering. My business is suffering because I'm not motivated to do anything. And I just took a long, hard look at my life and I was like, is this what you want it to be? No. Then you need to get help. You need to fix something so that you can get the motivation and the drive and the money and the love and the relationships that you need. There is a lot of work to be done here. And yes, of course, there's so much personal development that you can do. But it's not always that easy. And anyone who suffers from a mental illness knows that. It's not that easy to just go to a personal development conference and then come back healed. It just doesn't work like that. So finding the motivation is really about finding forgiveness for yourself. It's about finding compassion for yourself. And you can find that in just taking a look in your life and just looking for reasons that you deserve the kind of compassion that you give others. And I think this has been a common theme in a lot of what I say, but look around and find the proof. Why do you deserve this compassion? Well, because you're a good person, because you're kind to other people, because you have compassion for your fellow man, or whatever your reasons may be, because you're a good girlfriend, a good mom, a good whatever. there are tons of reasons out there that you deserve the same compassion that you're giving to everyone else. And this was something that I had to reteach myself because I wasn't giving myself the same compassion that I was giving to other people. So to find the motivation, I just literally have to do things one step at a time. And even when that's a tiny little step, like going to the gym for the second time, the first time was easy because I thought I was just going to sign up and then I, surprise, had my first workout. But the second time, I had to get up and then I had to get dressed and then I had to pack my bag. And it was one tiny step at a time. I had to make sure all the doors were closed. I had to brush my teeth. I had to go downstairs. I had to get my shoes on. I had to go to the car. Like, it was one step at a time the whole way there. I just was so unmotivated to go. But I know that a lot of that lack of motivation is the illness. It's the anxiety. It's the depression. It's not wanting to be around other people. It's wanting to hide up in my hidey hole and never come out. So I just have to take one tiny little step at a time sometimes. And if that's what it takes, you should do that too. One tiny little step at a time. And I ended up driving to the gym and sitting in the parking lot for 5 minutes. And then I was like, okay, just get out of the car. And then I got out of the car. I'm like, okay, just go to the door. Just go to the door. And I just took, just take your shoes off. Just take my shoes off. And then just sign in. Just sign in. And then by that time, you know, you're in the gym. You're going to work out. But yeah. So I just wanted to hop on today and talk to you guys about the trials of mental health. And I know it's something that a lot of people relate with. A lot of people can relate to this kind of topic of conversation. But some things that you can look for in your life as far as improving your mood if you're feeling crappy or whatever. Exercise. Are you exercising? And I know that I have been fully not doing that. I have, anyone who knows me knows that I have an aversion to the gym, but I'm improving that, and hopefully once I'm off these meds, I will continue to go to the gym, just for my own health, but for my mental health as well. So are you getting any exercise at all? Are you going outside? Are you isolating yourself? Do you have anybody to talk to, like your mom, your friends, your dad, your grandpa, whoever? What are you eating like? Are you eating like just total disgusting garbage, like huge poutines every day for dinner? Or like, are you eating relatively healthy? What kind of stuff are you putting in your body? What kind of things are you watching? Honestly, I find I love horror movies. I love them. But I find that I watch a lot of them when I'm feeling really, really low. And I will not say that that has to do, like, horror movies are making me depressed. I would not say that. In fact, it's the opposite. I watch them because they make me feel better. But I would say, what kind of content are you consuming? And it's like that thing where you're sad and then you listen to a sad song and you get sadder. What are you listening to? Listen to things that make you happy. Listen to positive songs, even if you're kind of like, eh, this is kind of lame. Like, just give it 30 seconds. And move your body. And this is something that I found to be absolutely true when I went to Tony Robbins. Anyone who's been to Tony Robbins knows that he loves to move. That's what he does. So get up and move your body. And that sounds so simple, but seriously, if you are feeling kind of low, kind of in a funk, and you're like, okay, I want to feel better right now, just stand up and dance around. Or shake it out, shake your body, or whatever. Every time I've actually found the motivation to do that, I felt so much better. And you feel so silly, and then you're laughing, and it just improves the mood so fast. So those are some things that you can take a look at and work on right away to try and improve your state of mind. And I hope that you have found some value in this conversation today and that you can find the motivation to get the help that you need because you truly deserve it. And that's it for today, and I will see you guys next time. Thank you so much for tuning in to Ashes to Awesome today. If you find yourself struggling with some emotional baggage, or you are trying to work through something and finding it really challenging, please reach out to me. I would love to chat with you. So you can book a session on my website at rachelwishcoaching.com. You can book a free clarity call and we can chat. So I would love to be able to help you guys, and I will see you on the next episode.